And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is with us. What do you have for us today, Ahmad?
All right, we're going to start off with some education news. We cover that Chicago teacher strike quite a bit on the show. And there's news now that the Chicago Public Schools CEO, Jean-Claude Brizard, is stepping down from that job. So we'll keep you posted on that story as it develops. Speaking of education, we had our first Twitter education forum down in Miami this week. Michelle was down at member station WLRN, and we teamed up with the education reporters with the State Impact Florida Project. Anyway, we spoke with education innovators like Salman Khan and the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, who's another former Chicago school CEO, might I add. So even before the whole thing started, we'd been using this hashtag NPR EdChat on Twitter since back in September, actually, and that's let us talk to educators and students and anyone else with a stake in the education game from all across the country. And that conversation is still going strong off the radio at hashtag NPR EdChat.
That's right. You can jump onto Twitter at any time and talk to people like Michelle Rhee or some of our reporters and producers about the best ways to improve our schools, or maybe you think our schools don't need reforming at all. So what else have you got?
All right. We had a conversation this week about parenting with Alina Adams. She's Jewish. She's from Eastern Europe. And her husband is African-American. And she says that sometimes it's better for their kids to hide their identity, whether it's waiting for a cab and she doesn't want people to know they're black, or if they're in an airport and she thinks it's better for them to hide their Jewish background. Now, that got a lot of reaction from listeners. We got a letter from Leon George. He's Armenian and he grew up in Richmond, Virginia.
I usually do not comment on what your guests say. However, this time I must. I'm Armenian, over 60 years old, and I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. And I never hid what or who I am. Did that cause fights? Yes, of course it did. But no one ever came back for a second helping. Stand tall. Stand proud. Stand loud. Stop cringing in the shadows.
Leon wants people to know, though, that he's not advocating violence in response to words. He's just saying that people should defend themselves.
Right. Thank you. Got anything else?
All right. Last bit, Celeste. Our barbershop is now in podcast form. You can download that on iTunes. And we got a couple of interesting calls and emails this week about our first podcasted episode. One big fan of the barbershop is Cynthia Bannis. She's from upstate New York. She's an octogenarian. That means she's in her 80s.
Right.
But she loves hearing the guys in the shop.
I know they have profound differences on some issues, but they have the grace and the humor to appreciate that, and that they don't all talk at the same time, and they have a little humor, and but they still have the passion to give their viewpoint coherently without having some of them step outside to settle the issue.
All right, we're not allowed to talk about what goes on outside, so I'm going to leave that there. But Celeste, you had your first trip to the barbershop
right.
A couple of weeks ago, and you got some pretty good reviews. But Keith Langsdale from Amherst, Massachusetts, wrote in, and he had one bit of advice. Here he is.
Yeah, I'm an old white guy who listens each week to the barbershop with great enthusiasm. I just love the show. Please tell Celeste that the end of the show is Jimmy saying, yip, yip. She cut him off. And my day, my week, is just not the same without that. Some things in this world are sacred. Jimmy is.
Ain't that the truth? We'll give you another shot, though, Celeste. Jimmy's standing by, so you get another crack at it.
Thanks, Ahmad. And, of course, remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. We're on Twitter as well. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you.
Yip, yip. We'll be right back.